This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On this week's podcast, we talk Bobcatter's brand new tourism campaign for Queensland. Brace yourself, it is not that great. I make some friends on Smith Street who share my obsession with Kelly Clarkson, and Hannah Vronici drops by to chat about her brand new television show on C31. Enjoy. I love Kelly Clarkson.
Who doesn't?
Well, I know, right?
But I don't really feel either way, to be honest, but continue.
Well, I'm indifferent.
That's offensive.
Sorry, Kelly.
Well, I was feeling a bit in the need of a pickup on the way home the other night at 2:30 in the morning.
A bit hungry?
I was going to say, you quite often feel the need for a pickup at 2:30 in the morning on a Saturday, James.
Well, thank you. I had kebab in hand. And
what type?
It was a mix of
chicken and lamb.
Yeah. But I went to my old kebab place that I used to go, and you know what, no,
we're going off topic.
And it wasn't good anymore. Anyway, yeah. I got to change kebab places on Smith Street. But I put in a bit of Kelly Clarkson.
That is first world problem. My kebab shop on Smith Street.
I put in a kebab for my walk home, and I was approached by, let's just say, a couple of Smith Street local residents.
Ah, some colourful characters.
Very colourful characters.
Do they speak like this? Mate.
A little bit.
Okay, cool. I'm with you.
And she said, hi. I just want to talk to someone. I'm like, so I pulled out my earplug and I was like, yeah, what's up? She's like, I just want to talk. Where are you going? I'm like, I'm going this way. Where are you going? Like, oh, we're going to Brunswick Street. I'm like, okay, well, you can follow
me.
So
there was two.
There was two of them. But he didn't do much talking. It was mostly her. And she's like, I'm so sorry.
How old?
Early 30s.
Okay.
And I was like, look, you can walk with me as long as you don't interrupt my kebab eating or my Kelly Clarkson. And she's like, you're what? I'm like, you're my Kelly Clarkson. I'm listening to Kelly Clarkson. She's like, really? For real? I'm like, yeah. He'll listen. Oh, yeah. Do you have a song that goes...
What song were you listening to?
I think it was Since You've Been Gone.
Okay.
Yeah.
And was it the remix?
No, it wasn't.
It would feel like Sunday morning James is eating a kebab listening to Since You've Been Gone.
I just want to say that's not a normal thing to be walking home with your iPod chowing down on a mixed kebab.
Normal for me.
Were you using your kebab as a microphone?
No, it wasn't.
Because I'm picturing that.
And so I put it in. She's like, oh, yeah. Do you have that song that's like, na 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 na? I don't think that's a song. She's like, no, it is.
That's the banana song. Yeah.
And I said, you mean Breakaway? I'm like, of course, here's Breakaway. And so I like look for it and put it in. And she's like, oh, yes, this is amazing. And I love the chorus. And I was like, here comes the chorus. She's like, I don't really care much for the chorus.
Don't care for the chorus for Breakaway. What kind of headphones do you have? Do you have the ones that go like in the ear that are like the ear pod bud ones?
Yeah, I do. Yes, I put it in her ear. I didn't care. Just wipe it off.
Was there a bit of wax on it afterwards?
Yeah, that is gross, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, it wasn't the worst thing in the world. I was eating a kebab.
The kebab was dirtier than the headphone.
That's true.
I don't think you can catch diseases from people's ears.
I think you probably could.
Hey, I was just being friendly. Don't turn this around. Now who are the judgmental ones?
I'm more judgmental that you're listening to Since You've Been Gone.
Oh, come on. That's a Kelly classic.
Were you particularly emotional, maybe?
No. I was just listening to the greatest hits.
So I'm guessing the night hadn't gone that well. Walking home solo with a kebab, listening to Kelly Clarkson. No, it was a great Sunday night. I was having a good time.
Were you belting it as well?
Of course, naturally. I was. When I got up to Queen's Parade, that's when I started belting because no one was listening.
I think that every street you were on was Queen's Parade when you were doing that, James.
You can't really belt Breakaway, though, can you? Oh, yeah, you can. I spread my wings. Is that the song?
Yeah, I spread my wings on an elephant. I was trying to look it on here, but it's not on the Joy playlist.
Oh, what a
shame. I'm
really
quite offended.
I think
Chris James, likes it.
You're going to have a chat to Chris on that one.
I know.
Get it in there.
Don't add it to the playlist, Chris. We don't need that.
We don't need Smith Street residents in here helping us out.
But we do need kebabs. So if anyone would like to bring us kebabs, it's Jess's birthday. Great segue.
Christina's has to be gluten free though.
All I want is the meat anyway.
A brand new tourism campaign is something that Bob Catter wants to see. He seems to think that people should come to Queensland to shoot a pig.
I thought that was already a thing. It was just called schoolies, but I'm kidding. But he's actually talking about hunting, James.
Yes.
Some wild pigs.
He thinks that hunting is a pretty big economy in Victoria, apparently. Mm-hmm. It's worth $439 billion a year, apparently. But he seems to think that feral pigs are a major agricultural problem in North Queensland. And I don't think he put it as eloquently as that. And people need to go to Queensland. They need to embrace the pig shooting.
Mm.
Embrace the pig shooting.
So these aren't pigs that could potentially be used for food.
Well, I don't know.
Just
people,
wild pigs?
People eat roadkill. I'm sure they can eat hunting kill as well.
Who eats roadkill?
Haven't you seen Here Comes Honey Boo Boo?
No.
They actually did that.
Yeah. And then they mince it all up and then have roadkill spaghetti bolognese. Yeah, it's a thing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what?
That is not
Who
a thing.
Who are these people?
Who are these people? Queenslanders. So we are asking you, what kind of campaigns should Queensland have? I don't think this one's very... Can you imagine this?
So is he serious about this?
Oh, of course he's deadly serious.
Yeah, he's always serious.
Maybe they should combine an old one, turn all the wild pigs into meter maids. Put them in a little gold hot pants, send them down the street. Who doesn't want to see a pig in gold hot pants?
Where the bloody hell are ya?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm picturing Lara Bingle with a gun, going, where the bloody hell are ya? Looking for the pigs.
Or just looking for a next shot at fame, maybe. Who knows?
Yep.
Bob Catter, what a crazy.
I know. Pig shooting. So let us know what your tourism campaign might be for Queensland.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of things that, you know, it could be surrounded by. The Gold Coast is there.
The Gold Coast.
There's mines.
The theme parks, the mines, the hot weather.
Mm-hmm. The Great Barrier Reef.
Mm-hmm.
Might be disappearing, but still at the moment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm heading up to Queensland shortly.
All right.
Oh, really? Go shoot a pig?
Yeah. Is that on your list?
Not to.
No? What are you going up there for?
A wedding.
Oh, you can do. You could maybe promote. Maybe they legalise gay marriage. You can get some gay tourism up in Queensland.
How about that?
Yeah. Wouldn't it be a bad idea?
Stranger things have happened.
See, you know me. I'm. You know, I'm a meat eater, and I do enjoy pork products, but I really am not all for this at all.
We are talking about the potential tourism campaign that Bob Catter wants to start up in Queensland.
Mm-hmm.
Come to Queensland and shoot a pig is what he's proposing.
It's a very interesting slogan.
What a way with words.
I know. It's very close to come to Queensland and use a golf club on a cane toad.
Yeah, because they want to chip them back into New South Wales. Yeah. I think that's what they used to do. You just set up a teat, which we don't condone
violence against animals.
But we have had a couple of other texts in because we want to restore faith back in Queensland, you know, get some tourism back happening. And we got one in from Adam saying, nothing says Queensland quite like the big pineapple.
Mm.
So, you know, bring back the novelty fruits.
Pineapple juice is very handy for people. It's very sweet.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do you know the other day in the east, I drove past a giant watermelon?
That's a really? Giant watermelon somewhere.
Watermelon
Where
on the
is
side
it?
Of a road. I don't know. It was near the Eastern Freeway. I can't remember, but I was like, whoa, giant watermelon. Anyway,
maybe we should lend it to Queensland. They can have a giant fruit salad.
Maybe they should just be, the giant
They can be the fruit
capital.
Salad of, Australia.
Because you've got to love a giant novelty piece of fruit.
Mm.
Or a veg.
But there are a few other countries around the world as well that have some pretty interesting slogans because everybody knows, you know, the old one in Darwin, it's like you got to go unless you know or something.
Oh,
like that.
You never, never go. Yeah, you never, never know if you never go.
Bit of Daryl Summers gold, right?
Oh,
there.
Dazza, bless him.
Bless him.
But
where's he now?
A bit of innuendo seems to be pretty popular. There's one of Fiji. It's just Fiji me. It's like, all right, get around that. New Zealand has Hutt Valley, which is an area. It goes right up my Hutt Alley. I'm like, all right. And you like that one? Israel had an interesting slogan, though. Size doesn't matter.
Well, if you're Israeli, they wouldn't have that problem, actually.
Well, you know,
from my experience.
Can you go back up and read Latvia? Because that just seems really strange.
Latvia, best enjoyed slowly.
I want to go to Latvia now. It's work.
So get me a one-way ticket.
Indonesia, admit it, you love it. So I'm not sure what Indonesia's
Chappelle
meaning
loved that
there.
A bit too much. But, she took it too literal.
She goes, gets customs. Oh, come on, guys, you know you love it. But there's a few other ones that are a little bit confusing. Christina, I'm hoping you could maybe explain this one to me. It's Greece's. All it is you in Greece.
Just, you know, it's simple. It's to the point.
Slovakia, little big country.
Serbia, read Serbia.
Life in the rhythm of the heartbeat. I'm not sure I'm pretty sure that's a Robin lyric.
Oh.
Is this because they've been translated in like Google Translate?
And not checked with native English speakers,
no.
I don't think. All right, well, that's wonderful. But if anyone has a creative one for Queensland...
Can I just quickly tell you Hungary's? It's just go to Hungary. So maybe it should just be go to Australia. Go to Queensland.
Go to Queensland.
Just go to Queensland. That might be a good one. Have a fruit salad.
Go to Queensland. Run with that, Bobcatter.
And we do have a very special guest in the studio with us. Hannah Vranici is here hosting a brand new program on Channel 31. But welcome to Joy 94.9, Hannah.
How is his pronunciation of your last name? Mm.
Oh, it was perfect. I was just like, marry me.
A few problems there.
So well.
Because Jan,
we can make it work.
Vranici, but there's a Q in there, which just confused me a whole lot. I'm like, how does a Q do
You're
that?
So uncultured, Jess.
I want to learn. That's why I'm asking. Like,
well,
how does a Q do that?
Apparently, Chinese pronounce it the same way, but it's Albanian last name, so Q.
Because you were born in Croatia.
Yes, mom is from there. Mm-hmm. Mom is from Croatia, and yeah, I'm a former Yugoslavia baby.
Oh, nice. Well, you survived, so that's good.
And you've been in Australia, you said, for almost 5 years.
Yeah.
So how are you finding Australia? Is this your
I
home?
Love Melbourne. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yes. Please keep me.
No wonder you're offering marriage proposals.
we can stick around. We like as many actors as we got, because that is your main profession. You are an actor as well.
Yes. Actor. Yes.
Jess is an actor also.
Well, I like to think I am, but you know. Okay.
What are you just looking him up and down?
Just going, no, you are not. You're not an actor.
Well, his stance is like, I don't know. Maybe I am, maybe I'm not. I was like, are you or you're not?
Oh, listen to her. See, she's confident.
Well, I'm a little down. I haven't got my last few auditions, but, you know, I'll pick myself up and keep going.
How are you finding the acting world in Melbourne? Is it a hard place?
It's a hard place anywhere you go, depending, you know, on the job as
Thank God, because if you said it was easy, I was going to strangle you.
Oh, you know, it's easy if you sleep your way through it. Like, audition I got, I was like, 6 a.m., like, hey, you got the part. I'm like, yeah, oh, good, yeah.
Just don't whisper so close to my ear. All right, they did not teach me that at drama school, so I...
did you learn at NIDA?
Well, no, not that.
Oh, my God, you went to NIDA? Amazing.
No, just
a short course.
The short one year version.
Whatever. So. No, I mean, it doesn't matter. Like, you got in. That's amazing. Like, don't talk yourself down. That's what I mean. Like,
I'm the next big thing, guys. Get around me.
It's his birthday this morning, too.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Oh, my God, you're so old.
I like this. I need another girl in the studio more often, I think.
I'm just not enough.
No. So have you been in anything recently in the Melbourne acting scene?
In the Melbourne acting scene, I'm just constantly filming like short films, and I have a lot of friends who own production studios and things like that. Usually I help out, and because my family's in New Zealand, I just flew over to do a Holden commercial. So that was fun.
Right. And then you stayed here.
And came back because this is where I live. If that's okay with you.
Yeah, I'm totally okay with that.
James, you did not sound okay with that. It was very sad. Yeah, I'm fine.
What's that one-way ticket? Yeah.
So, I've just been working and working towards a theater piece, which is coming next year. We started casting for it. It's open auditions first and the 2nd of September at Alphabet City Cafe.
Jess.
There we go.
Might have to head on down.
I'm looking at you. Yeah, I'm looking at you.
Yes. And just remember the tips she gave you.
How you doing?
I don't remember any of this. Just send us a message. It's auditions for Emperor and Galilean. It's on Facebook.
Okay, just
so auditions, Emperor and Galilean.
Great. Do people need to speak several languages for this part? Because you are multilingual.
Just one. Norwegian.
Gurdy, gurdy, gurdy. I'm in.
That's Swedish.
Well, at least you picked up that I know it.
Sorry, you were saying.
Yeah, you're multilingual.
Yes.
Yeah, but we were talking about before because we're very jealous of multilingual people, and it's not the first time we've brought this up.
Mm-hmm.
We spoke to my friend Kubi from Europe,
Germany,
who spoke five languages.
Is that very cultured in here today?
So cultured, but you speak six.
What?
No, five.
Five? Oh, it was five?
Six. Yeah. Well, German, so, but I don't put it up because it's not like I can, you know, it's not as fluent as the others.
Oh, right, okay.
Look, I can say bonjour. I say I speak French, so I think that's talk it up as much as you can.
Nice. Yeah. I'm very happy when it does come up. When I first moved to Melbourne, I worked at Melbourne Business School and in admissions, so we get a lot of international students, and I got to use my French and my Spanish via email and sometimes in speaking over the phone, and it was just really nice. But that was long ago, and I'm worried that I'm gonna forget it. Yeah. But yesterday I had a makeup artist who was from Argentina and spoke Spanish.
Funny.
There we
Argentina.
Go. We've got Hannah Vranici in the studio. Brand new program coming out on Channel 31 very soon. We'll be hearing more about that in just a moment. You're on Joy 94.9 with the Triple Threat, James, Jess and Christina. Hannah Vranici in the studio with us. Brand new season of your program on Channel 31.
Yeah, so tell us a bit about Behind the Words. Now, I know quite a bit about this.
Or don't tell us, Hannah. We'll just
don't
like
maybe consider. I'll just talk.
Yeah, please go ahead.
It's a really fantastic show. It's one of there are so many great shows on community television, but I think shows like this are really special in that they give the audience a really genuine and raw look at something that you wouldn't normally see on commercial TV. And Behind the Words is a perfect example. So how did you get involved in that?
I found it, I think, 82. It was an ad, and I was just like, I'll try it. And I've done presenting, you know, as a student, but nothing major.
Mm-hmm.
And what I was really attracted to, the idea of interviewing different people from different backgrounds, because that's what I'm passionate about. Mm-hmm. Being an actor, you just want to meet as many people from different backgrounds as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And you usually wouldn't get that chance, you know, being in the same circle. Like, you go to work every day, day in and day out. You're bound to be surrounded by same kind of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been just starved to kind of go in and be exposed to poets and to be exposed to people who make perfume for a living and people who just, you know, dance flamenco. Like the interviews I had. So it was really lovely and refreshing. I felt like I was
back in Europe. So it is an interview program that looks at the written word, but so writing and poets, like you said, but it's quite an art program, so it does cover a lot of different genres as well. So who would you say has been the most interesting person that you've interviewed or met through the series?
Oh, wow.
A hard question. Yeah. Or one that stands out, any that really stood out to you?
Like I said, I've been excited to meet every single one of them. It was just the two, Anne M. Carson, the poet, and Aya Kaitoji. She's the flamenco dancer. Mm. But it was just... I can't really distinguish that. It was...
Well, when you pump out so many episodes, like, no wonder.
Yeah.
How many episodes are there in a season?
Well, there's 13 in a season. Mm-hmm. Oh, this isn't even my interview. Yeah. No, please.
Who are you?
No. It's my first time doing this on Behind the Words, and I'm super excited. And like I said, I know in the past has been about the poets and the writers and the musicians. It was about a written word, you know, getting deeper in like what's behind the word, you know, what brings you to write this or do that. Yeah. But it's become more of a broader artistic take on people, why they do what they do.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you use your words, you know, to describe.
Absolutely.
Well, anything. We're always free if you ever want to interview us.
Behind the mic.
Yeah, behind the mic. Oh. We use words. So we're good.
And can I also just say one other thing?
No comment.
I think a good example of how well produced the show is and how great the show is that it's been nominated for Best Arts Program at the Community Television Awards this October.
That's nice. Antenna Awards, it will be, they already have won
awards in the past, right?
Yes. And so it's nominated this year as well.
Mm-hmm. I reckon
I'll be taking part in just to support.
You would be perfect for a kind of girls kind of program.
Girls program?
Like, you know, like...
Saying?
No, like...
Excuse me. Like
do you want to work at Joy?
Like like a sitcom kind of like a girls, you know, like Lena Dunham style program.
Oh, right.
You'd be perfect
He's
for
complimenting
that.
You, I think.
Yeah.
I think the marriage proposal is back on.
Well, if you saw what Lena Dunham wore to the VMAs, that was not a compliment. But
No, I have. Like, she's amazing. I do follow Saturday Night Live, and they've done a skit, and I do like her comedy. Yeah. It's
she's
quality,
great.
But like I'm a big fan of Amy Poehler and Tina Fey.
Oh, yeah.
How can you not be?
Yeah.
Did you see that girls parody? What was the girl from Albania?
Albania. Blurta.
Yeah, Blurta.
And my friend's like, is that her? Like, did they make that name up because she blurts everything up? It's like, no. It's a real name, Blurta.
Really?
There's an Albanian name, Blurta. It's beautiful.
Right.
It's
like, just not like, when you say it with our accent.
When I say it like Blurta, I was like, oh, no, that's not what it's supposed to be.
So the girl is, oh, you have OCD as well? Yes, I have old cow disease.
You see this rubber hand?
Oh, she's fun.
Well, you are welcome back whenever time you like, Hannah. Hannah Vranici is the face of the brand new season of Behind the Word. It is starting on Monday.
Correct. 1st of September.
On C31.
8 p.m. C31, digital channel 44, and all the websites, I'm sure, all the episodes, I'm sure, will be on the website.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.